The Holy Father began his address by recalling his first message for World Communications Day, in which he reflected on the media as a network which facilitates communication, communion, and cooperation. The Holy Father recalled the conciliar document, Inter Mirifica, which recognized what Pope Benedict termed the enormous power of the media to inform the minds of individuals and shape their thinking.
40 years later, we realize more than ever the pressing need to harness the power for the benefit of all humanity.
Pope Benedict spoke of St. Paul, who teaches that we are not strangers and aliens, but in Christ we are citizens with the saints and members of the household of God.
The sublime portrayal of a life of communion engages all aspects of our lives as Christians, and for you in a particular way points to the challenge to encourage the social communications and entertainment industries to be protagonists of truth and promoters of the peace that ensues from lives lived in accordance with that liberating truth.
After noting the principled courage such a commitment necessarily involves, the Holy Father recommended the study of Pope John Paul II's apostolic letter on the subject, titled The Rapid Development. The Pope then directed his remarks to what he called the urgent need to uphold marriage and family life, which he said are the foundation of every culture and society.
In cooperation with parents, the social communications and entertainment industries can assist in the difficult but sublimely satisfying vocation of bringing up children through presenting edifying models of human life and love. How disheartening and destructive it is to us all when the opposite occurs. Do not our hearts cry out, most especially when our young people are subjected to debased or false expressions of love, which ridicule the God-given dignity of the human person and undermine family interests?
Pope Benedict concluded by urging his guests to promote the truth and denounce falsehood.
I urge you to renew your efforts to assist those working in the world of media to promote what is good and true, especially in regard to the meaning of human and social existence, and to denounce what is false, especially pernicious trends which erodes the fabric of a civil society worthy of the human person. Let us be encouraged by the words of St. Paul, Christ is our peace. In him we are one.
Reporting on the Holy Father's address to the Plenary Assembly of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications, I'm Chris Altieri.